and Mefarshim are very busy with the fact that the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, Jewish people, that Hashem, our God, Hashem is one. Because the Torah could have been a lot more succinct. It could have just said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. Listen, Jewish people, our God is one. Why does he need to mention Hashem, our God, Hashem is one? It's a very strong question. So the Chizkuni has an approach that's actually reflecting Rabbeinu Bechaya as well. First things first, Shema Yisrael and understand and get this. Hashem, who always was, since the very beginning of time, is the God of now. He's the God who will endure forever. And this God is a total and perfect unity, unlike anything else in the world. That's the first thing. For a person to be able to bring Hashem into the present. When a person is liable to think, well, Hashem, as it were, he was around in the time of the Torah. He was around in biblical times. But he's not present anymore. To understand Hashem's presence is constant. Always. Not consigned to a certain point in history. Chas v'shalom. Hashem is as real now as he ever was. But more than that, why does it say Elokeinu? He's our God, not the gods of the nations of the world. Because if it would have just said Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, every single nation could have said, it's talking about their God. Goodness knows some of them try. The fact that it says Elokeinu, and by the way, the Rambam points out, others point out, it doesn't say Elokecha, and normally the Pasuk does. There are many times in Dvarim where it says Elokecha. Elokeinu is referring specifically to Shema Yisrael. This is the God of the Jews. We're not talking about some generic deity. This is Elokei Yisrael. Hashem isn't just one out of a pantheon of gods, each nation having its own God. Absolutely not. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, Jewish people, Hashem, who is the God of the Jews, is one perfect, infinite, indivisible being. The only true reality there is. This is so important to internalize. This is the uniqueness of Hashem and the uniqueness of the relationship that Klal Yisrael have with Hashem. And if we plug that into Rashi, in the future, everybody will know this. Everybody will have a part of this reality. Because Hashem is not specific, particular to the Jewish people, he's the God of all of humanity. But it is the God that the Jewish people identify as being such. That will be known by everybody. Not that each, chas v'shalom, every culture will just be able to claim that their gods with a small g is really God.